I'm Anjui James Sawyers with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, August 11. Coming up, CARICOM Review Commission calls for public recommendations. Administrator General's Department rolls out automated system to boost operational efficiency. And Jamaica ranked number one island on TripAdvisor's list. The details after the break.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache and weakness. Protect yourself from ZikV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. The CARICOM Review Commission is inviting the public to submit their suggestions about Jamaica's membership in the regional body. The commission, chaired by former Prime Minister Bruce Golding, has been mandated to review Jamaica's relations within the CARICOM and ACP CARIFORUM framework. Mr. Golding says submissions from the public will add objectivity to the commission's review process, as well as provide a more comprehensive view of the nation's position on the matter. The terms of reference of the committee include the evaluation of the effects that Jamaica's participation in CARICOM has had on the country's economic growth and development, as well as the analysis of CARICOM's performance against the goals and objectives of the revised Treaty of Chagaramas. The group will also assess the benefits that Jamaica has derived through functional cooperation within CARICOM institutions and its framework. Submissions to the 18-member committee can be sent to CARICOM Review PUB at mfaft.gov.jm on or before August 31. The email should include the sender's full name and contact information. Recommendations should not be in the body of the email, but should be an attached Word or PDF document. The CARICOM Review Commission was launched on June 28. The group had its first meeting on July 5. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says there will be no compromise of the educational standards set by the Early Childhood Commission, ECC. Mr. Holness says with only 17 early childhood institutions, ECIs, being certified through the ECC's quality assurance mechanism, Jamaica still has a far way to go in improving the infrastructure and management of early childhood education. He says the government is committed to providing the leadership necessary to improve the rate of quality assurance among ECIs.
I want the nation to be assured that there will be no compromise of the education standards that are set at the early childhood level. In fact, the small number that has achieved it shows our ambitions and aspirations, which we must not compromise. Our children deserve the best education possible.
The Prime Minister was addressing the recent launch of the National Baking Company Foundation's Little Leaders Program. The initiative targets children 3 to 6 years old and aims to minimize learning disparities among students in this age group. The Administrator General's Department, AGD, and software developer ArguSoft America Incorporated has signed a contract for implementation of an automated system aimed at boosting operational efficiency at the agency. Administrator General and Chief Executive Officer of the AGD, Lona Brown, says the Trust and Estate Management System, TEMS, will be rolled out in phases.
Our ability to have accurate reports and information at our fingertips will move us in leaps and bounds in giving efficient service to our beneficiaries all over the world.
The new system will integrate internal and external information, including areas such as estate and property management, legal services, and finance and accounting. Mrs. Brown says the project will be completed by November 2017. And Jamaica has been named the number one island in the Caribbean on TripAdvisor's Traveler's Choice Awards 2016. According to the website used by over 350 million persons, Jamaica offers the perfect combination of history, music, culture, nature, and fun. The site allows travelers to give their reviews and opinions covering more than 6.6 million accommodations, restaurants, and attractions operating in 48 markets worldwide. President of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association JHTA Omar Robinson says for the country to be ranked number one in the Caribbean is the result of a commitment of tourism players to deliver a high level of service with quality products. Mr. Robinson says there is no doubt that Jamaica continues to be a world-class destination thanks to its accommodations, attractions, and hospitality workers who are among the best in the world. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.